This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. There are many, many English-speaking artists who've come through the famous Hansa recording studios in Berlin. It first gained worldwide fame in the 70s when David Bowie recorded his song Heroes there. And even though the city and the building itself have changed a lot since then, Hansa still welcomes bands. For our Sense of Place Berlin series, we recorded a handful of English-speaking Berlin-based artists there. But we're also bringing you a live session we recorded at Hansa from a band who sings in German. They're called Von Wegen Lisbeth. And while you've maybe never heard of them here in America, in the German-language indie rock world, they're a pretty big deal. I'm talking on a major label, award-winning, millions of Spotify streams, 85,000 Instagram followers, kind of a big deal. And I want you to know that because you should understand why it's such a treat that they decided to give us a live sneak peek of a song in this session that won't officially be released until September. And because they drop a pretty surprising piece of information, given their fame and success, later on in our interview. That is all coming up, but they kick things off with their song, Lost. This is Von Wegen Lisbeth, recorded live at Hansa Studios in Berlin for World Cafe.
Und der siebte Kaffee und zwei SMS von blau.de. Nichts zu tun und kein Datenvolumen. Und jeder hier weiß, ich dreh mich im Kreis. Es wär irgendwie schön, wenn du schreibst. Aber ach, eigentlich. Ich verstehe auch, wenn nicht. Und zurückbleiben ruft aus der Tür. Ich glaube, der geht's genauso wie mir.
Wieder völlig los.
Ich weiß nicht, wohin.
von Vegan Lisbeth performing in front of a live audience in Berlin at Hansa Studios. I'm Rena Duris. We're here for our Sense of Place Berlin trip. Von Vegan Lisbeth, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Could each person go, we're going to go around in a circle here. Could each person say your full name and the instrument that you play, just so we have the pronunciations right, and so everyone knows whose voice is who when it actually goes to the radio?
Yeah, who wants to start?
My name is Robert, and I play the synthesizers, and the Wurlitzer, and percussion. Robert Tischer, full name, right, sorry.
My name is Matze. I play the guitar and I sing.
My name is Dots. I play the guitar and many other instruments.
My name is Julian and I play drums and I sing a bit.
I don't even have a microphone. I'm Julian, I'm playing bass. That's it.
Wonderful.
Boring.
So in that song, Lost, you mention an S-Bahn station. The S-Bahn is the commuter train here in Berlin. And the station is called Lichterfeld Ost. Where is that station?
That's in southern Berlin, where we all grew up. Yeah, that's where we went to school. And it's pretty boring there. So that's what the song is about, I guess.
Could you describe, you know, for people who haven't been there, just what it looks like around that station?
It's pretty clean. Many old people. And yeah, nothing else happens.
It's sort of on the outs, not the outskirts totally of the city, but kind of.
Yeah, yeah. It's not that cool Berlin that everyone thinks about.
Yeah, what do you remember from the Berlin that you grew up in?
Yeah,
waiting for the S-Bahn.
Yeah, waiting for the S-Bahn.
Well, I'm curious about what it was like when you formed the band, because you were pretty young when you formed like your first band and you all started playing together. How did you figure out in the seventh grade that you all wanted to play music together?
I think it just happened to us.
Yeah.
Because none of us could really play an instrument, so no one. And we started doing punk music just out of fun, because we were bored and we needed something to do, so we just made stupid punk songs.
So if no one could play an instrument, how did you decide who was going to play what?
We changed around. Everyone was playing everything. So even I started kind of, sometimes he played drums, sometimes Dots played keys, so we just switched around because we were equally bad in every instrument, so it didn't matter.
It's very funny because you went from no one knowing how to play an instrument to having a lot of instruments on stage. I think tonight there's 31 inputs into the soundboard, and if you look at the stage right now, there's a lot going on up there. What's the standard amount of gear that you would have at a live show? Is this close, or is there usually more?
I think it's much more.
Yeah, I would say I have half of the keys that we usually have on stage. Yeah, but every instrument has its unique sound, and we think we need it.
Yeah, we try not to use in any laptop or computer device on stage. That's where we need every little piece of gear to.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have a rain stick up there, and let's use that as an example. Do you write a song and say, okay, it needs the sound of a rain stick, or does somebody bring in a rain stick and then you're like, we gotta put this in a song?
Well, but why do we have a rain stick today? Can you explain?
Wait, let me present first.
Amazing.
I don't know. It's the first concert we played today. Yeah. And we just thought it might fit into that one little spot. You will listen. You can tell us after if it works or not. If it worked.
I'm speaking to Von Vegan Lisbeth on World Cafe. The next song you're going to perform for us is a brand new one. It's called Off Ice, and I know that translates to On Ice, mm-hmm. correct? What can you tell us about this song?
The song uses a picture of Claudia Pechstein, who is the most famous German ice skater, and she's like ice skaters too. She's always running in circles, and I said, thought that's like exactly what I do in my life, but not on skates. So we just used this picture for this song.
Ich besinge den Schatten der Häuser. Ich bin ein beschränke mich auf ein Extrem. Ich begieße den Topf eines Thymianstrauchs. Ich bereiche mich an einem System. Ich begebe mich in eine Abhängigkeit. Ich beklopfe das Holz einer Tür. Dann befördere ich mich aus dem Sternensystem und betrinke.
System, a new unreleased song performed live by Von Vegan Lisbeth at Hansa Studios in Berlin in front of an audience here for our Sense of Place trip for World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris, hanging out with Von Vegan Lisbeth. So, Sternen System translates to star systems. What could you tell us? Could you tell us what that song is about for those of us who don't speak German in the audience?
Oof, that.
Just a general sort of idea, I guess.
Actually, the song is a love song. I don't know how to translate this. There's one line, ich betrinke mich an dir. Maybe it translates to, I get drunk. Ja, wie sagt man das?
On you.
I get drunk on you?
Okay,
can you say this in English?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously people have realized this from listening to you play today, but you do sing and write in German. Everyone here, though, was grooving along and enjoying it, even if they didn't understand what you were singing. How often do you play for English-speaking audiences?
Never. It's our first time ever.
Really?
Yeah, and we're really excited.
Thanks.
That is really nice.
Yeah, because for a German singing band, it's almost impossible to play outside of Germany, Switzerland, Austria, except your Rammstein or Nena or something. For us, playing here is really, it's cool. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. That is such a special thing to know. That's really cool. I did not realize it was your first time playing for an English-speaking audience. On that note, I guess, you know, I think probably a lot of people listening to this don't know a ton of German language music outside of maybe a handful of songs. What are the bands that you guys grew up loving? What are the bands that people should know about if they're hearing this and they love you? Where should they go to kind of understand where you came from?
German bands?
Yeah. We can come back to that.
I think that's actually really hard to tell because everyone, each of us is like listened to totally different music and grew up with different music. And there are a few punk bands we loved together when we made punk music by ourselves. But I think you even don't find them on Spotify. It's like really small underground punk bands.
Well, you know, to your point that you haven't played for a lot of English audiences. Many of the bands that we're talking to over this week are made up of expats, mostly, or they're from different places. They came to Berlin to make music. You guys all are from Berlin. So, you know, what's it like being in a music scene that is so full of people who aren't from here making music here?
Actually, it's not, it never felt like for us like a special music scene in Berlin. Actually, it was hard to find places to play live. If you're not like a big name, it's not really easy to find a place to play concerts in Berlin. There are a few, but you have to write emails, a lot of emails. Hey, please, can we do a gig at your place? And each 100 mails you send, you get back a positive reply. And then we had like gigs, maybe like 2 a year, 3 a year. Mm-hmm. And then when you get more famous and more famous in Germany, then it's getting easier. But it never felt like for us to be in a big music community.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a way bigger electronic music scene in Berlin.
Right.
There's a huge techno scene. And I think when you're a DJ or a techno artist, it's really cool to be in Berlin. But for a band, I don't think there's so many bands in Berlin. Not sure.
I'm going to come back to your specific journey, but you brought up electronics, and that's something, electronics and technology, speaking of going into your lyrics, that's a big thing that shows up in your lyrics all the time. I went online and I used the internet to translate a bunch of your lyrics. Even if you just look at the titles of your songs and albums, there's Podcast is a song. There's 30 Segways, a Ferrari. One of your albums is called, your most recent album is called Sweet Lily 93 at hotmail.com. You have a song called Grand where you mentioned the website Kijiji, which is a buy and sell website. You seem to be attracted to including modern technology in your lyrics. What is it about that? Because references to that sort of stuff isn't that common in rock songs. Why are you attracted to it?
I guess it's just our approach to lyrics in general, because it's a lot about everyday observations, and that's what we do. We all have cell phones, we all use the internet, so that's why we write songs about it. And we don't like to use all those big metaphorics and pictures, and maybe it's even a language thing, because in English I think it's totally okay to sing I love you. Could be a great song. When you sing I love you, ich liebe dich in Deutsch, it's so cheesy. you never don't do that. So that's why we try to use it in another way.
Right. If you do go online and you look up Von Vegan Lisbon, you will see that this is a really big band. I don't know if American audiences realize how exciting this is, because, you know, even just to go online and look at the numbers, you have more than 500,000 monthly Spotify listeners. You sell at venues. You've got almost 85,000 Instagram followers. You've had a lot of success over the last couple of years. And obviously COVID got in the way for the last, 2 years or so. But it's been a pretty exciting time. How have you dealt with that sudden success and attention, especially given that you've known each other for a really, really long time?
Actually, it was not like not one point where we had like the feeling, now it's like the point, now we got famous. It was like a constant step-by-step thing. So I don't know. I think there are parts where we never realized that it's something bigger and bigger is going on. Yeah. And maybe we should come back to this and realizing this pretty often. So it was a really good time for us now, last years before COVID. And we're really looking forward to this year,
yeah,
to the summer and our tour in autumn. I don't know how to say. Yeah,
that's a great answer. Any plans to come to America?
We would love to.
We would love you to. We're going to hear one more live song from you guys. This one also mentions transportation. You referenced the A4. What's going on in the song Portugal?
Portugal is, what's the song about? It's maybe about when you're with the right person, you can have great vacations without being, you don't have to be away to have, you can have great vacations in your room with just a little bit of imagination.
That's like a real post-COVID thought, it feels like. But was it written during it?
Yeah, it was written during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great message. Thank you. This is Portugal from Von Vegan Lisbeth. Thank you.
es heute geregnet hat. Mehr eigentlich nicht, ich lag nur im Bett den ganzen Tag. Mein Kopf auf deinem Bauch, dein Bett ein Ozean, dein Flur ist Portugal und die Küche Kasachstan. Autoteile auf der Fahrbahn. Irgendwo auf der A4 ist das nicht total gefährlich. Ich glaub, ihr leidet keinen Empfang. Ich glaube nicht, dass man da groß was machen kann. Ich meine, ein Netzproblem ist quasi vorbestimmt.
Vegan Lisbeth, live for World Cafe. That was recorded in front of a live audience at Hansa Studio in Berlin. Thank you so much for being here, you guys. That was so wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Rena Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.